This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio. If you just joined us, welcome to it. I go by the name of King Bash. I would have been to stock himself, your side chick's favorite DJ. And as you know, it's a Fab Friday, and you've tuned into the Capricorn FM adventure. Motoring experience, and joining us on the line is our motoring journalist, Pushewin Naidu himself. And this week he's been spending time with the luxurious Audi Q7. It has elegance, grace, and premium flair. But can this luxury SUV hold its own amidst the newer and cheaper rivals from China? As always, we'll wrap things up with the motoring tip of the week and a Friday hot jam to kickstart your weekend. Good afternoon, Pushewin. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic. And yourself?
Blessed and highly favored. Thank you so much, Pushewin, for taking your time to join us on the show. Always appreciated. But getting straight into the Audi Q7. First impressions, Pushewin, is the Audi Q7 a looker?
Of course, absolutely. It's very, very striking in the metal. The Q7 has gone under the scalpel, so to say. So a few nips and tucks, mainly in the front and rear. And I must admit, our test unit looked amazing, man. It came in gray, beautiful 21-inch, you know, alloy wheels. Really, really, it looks charming. Usually, I mean, back then, Audi didn't look that good. I thought the previous gen Q7 looked a bit bloated and a bit ugly. But now, it looks the part.
Wow, amazing. I saw the picture that you tagged me on. It does really look the part. But let's step inside for a minute. What's the cabin experience like?
You know what? I think the gripes about Audi is that the technology in this cabin is not really where, you know, it will set your heart racing on fire. But it's executed quite well. The cabin is built nicely. Everything, once you step inside, it just feels good in hand. The leather, you know, appointments all around the cabin. The infotainment screen is nice. It's fairly easy to use. I think you'll probably find in the newer Q7 and 2287, it will go under a more extensive revamp. But this one, it gets the job done. It's not, you know, like I said before, it's not going to, you know, set your heart racing on fire. But spacious, perfect for the family, and just quality.
All right. Now, I'm more excited about, you know, how it performs on the road. Care to share?
I quite liked it. It has a 3-liter V6 turbocharged motor. So, plenty for torque and power, but 250 kilowatts and 500 newton meters of torque. So it's quite powerful on the open road, and it feels good. It just, you know, coasts quite nicely. And it is built on the same platform as the Porsche Cayenne. So you feel, you know, that grace and elegance, and it just translates through that suspension perfectly well. And I think, you know what, I think obviously the downside about a big car like that, especially with the engine, is the fuel consumption. So the fuel consumption was about 15 liters per 100 kilometers for me. But obviously, I was putting the pedal to the metal.
Yeah, most definitely. So, I mean, we mentioned, you know, when we kickstarted the conversation about the rivals in terms of the Chinese market. But who are the main rivals to the Audi Q7?
Okay, so you got the BMW X5, you got the Mercedes-Benz GLE, got the Volvo XC90 and the Lexus RX, and Chinese competitors. Well, got the GWM Tang 500, which is 1.2 million rand compared to the 2 million rand Audi. So, same features, I guess. It's a Chinese match.
All right. Now, and lastly, Pushewin, I see the global reveal of the new 2027 Q7 and has been revealed. What's your take?
I saw some pictures of it and a few videos, and my goodness, it looks quite stunning. A lot of people don't like the design. It's gone for a major overhaul in terms of looks, but completely new platform as well. So definitely that's something to look forward to. But the new generation also have plug-in hybrid options. And it still continues that offer of a 70, you know, setup. And I think Audi's take is that, of course, they want to tap into the market. So I'm just more scared of the pricing. And it hasn't been confirmed as yet for the market. But my goodness, the car looks absolutely lovely.
No, most definitely. Pushewin, thank you so much once again. Before I let you go, do let us in on the motoring tip of the week. And what's your Friday hot jam?
All right. Thank you, King Bash. So increase your following distance. Giving yourself an extra second or two could make all the difference in an emergency and will end off with Aaliyah at your best.
Thank you so much, Pressure. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. Catch you again next week, Friday.
Thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one, and take care to the listeners out there. Cheers.
Peace. And yes, that was Pressure and Naidu. You can also read his work on topspeed.com and ednews.africa. Follow him on all social media platforms, on Wheels and Journeys, across all social media.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.